Welcome to the Forever 31 podcast. I am your host, Lady B, and on today's episode, we are going to talk about unpowered. Unpowered. Is that a real word? Did I make it up? We want to talk about what it looks like. How do you navigate it or navigate through life when you feel like you've lost all of your power? And so this is definitely going to be an episode that's going to empower you. This episode is definitely meant to make an impact. So make sure that you hang on in there with me, tune in, and hopefully you'll learn something new. You ready? Let's do it. So welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are still in season 2 of the Forever 31 podcast, and we are going to talk about empowered or unpowered today. And so this season we've been big on, you know, really empowering, really inspiring, really trying to give you tips, tricks, and helpful hints that will encourage you and cause you to think about making some changes or whatever that may look like for you. Okay. And on today, we are going to talk about unpowered. What do you do when you feel like you have no power? Or what do you do when you have no power? What do you do? Power, first of all, you know, I can't know where I'm going if I don't know where I'm coming from, right? So let's define power. Power is defined as the capacity or the ability to direct or influence the behavior of others or the course of events, the ability to influence the behavior of others or the course of events. The one of the ones that stand out to me is another definition is possession of control, authority, or influence of over others. The possession of control, authority, or influence of others. I kept going and digging a little bit more on these definitions. And another definition for power was that I found quite interesting was mental or moral efficacy. Mental or moral efficacy. And so in other words, that's really the belief in one's capacity to execute. Power, the belief in your capacity to execute. Let's put a pin in that. Have you ever been in a situation where you felt powerless, like legitimately powerless? And I would dare to say that I don't believe that anyone could really say that they've never felt and like they've been in that situation. Maybe you've never felt like that. And I would say kudos to you. And I need to be learning from you. Because if you've never been in a scenario where you felt like you lost your power, that means you are really navigating through this thing called life. And most of us that have felt powerless or unpowered, we have been on this path of trying to discover ourselves. We're using these things that hit us through life. It could be used as a resource and a skill, right, to help us grow. And so when you have these types of situations, you know, what do you do in those moments? And so have you ever been in a situation, I'll ask again, where you felt powerless? Or maybe you walked in feeling powerful, but baby, by the time that thing was done, and you felt like you had no power, just completely zapped you, drained you of all the power you had, had you feeling unpowered. So let's talk about unpowered. The prefix un means not, right? So in other words, we're simply saying when we say unpowered, not powered, right? So let's go back to those definitions in the beginning. Not powered, which would mean not in control or authority, right? Or no mental or moral efficacy. You're not able to change the course of the events or the behavior of others. So that's what it feels like when you feel unpowered. So what are some examples of that as you start to think about, like, if you've ever experienced this before, what are some examples of feeling unpowered? Maybe you had a loss of a loved one, right? Or maybe a loss of a job, whether it was your fault or it was a layoff. Maybe you have had some financial hardships, right? Broken marriage or relationships, or maybe there's some trauma there, whether it's a sexual abuse or mental abuse, those sorts of things. And all of these scenarios, there's you can truly, and there's absolutely a sense of feeling unpowered. Why do you feel unpowered in those situations? Because there's a lack of control, right? You can't control if a loved one passes away. That's a loss of control for you. So absolutely one could feel unpowered there. Or abuse. You didn't ask to be assaulted. You didn't ask to be abused, right? Nobody is volunteering for that. So again, those situations can cause you to feel unpowered. It also helps or causes you to feel an inability to change the outcome or the solution, right? So in those scenarios, like the loss of a loved one, you feel like you're unpowered because you don't have the ability to change the outcome. You don't have a solution for it, right? You don't have a solution for the situation where it's a loss of a job, especially when you're in the thick of it. You feel like that you have no control. And when that control is stripped, it can leave you feeling unpowered. You have to be careful with your feelings of being unpowered, because if you don't, it can spill over into other pieces of your life. You have to be careful of those moments when you feel unpowered, because those feelings and those emotions can spill over into other pieces of your life. Make it make sense, Lady B. Okay, so I'll give you a real life example. For me, I am the mother of four, right? And so when my husband met me, I was slim and trim, thinking right places, but slim and trim, right? And so as I had my first two children, I, of course, gained that baby weight. And then with every child thereafter, the baby weight continued. And so I was never able, for me, to get rid of it completely. There are some women that are able to bounce right back to where they were before pregnancy. But then there are some of us that have difficulties with that, right? And so I was one of those ones. And so for me, after the first two children, I felt unpowered. Regarding my looks, regarding being attractive to my husband. I felt like I wasn't attractive. I felt like I felt less of myself. I felt like he was no longer interested in me, right? Now that I've gained a little weight, now I'm shopping in a bigger clothes section. And what I'm finding that the bigger the size is back then, because it has changed a bit, the bigger the size is, the worse the fashion is. So now I'm not as fashionable as I desire to be, because there aren't things out there for me in these sizes that are fashionable, right? So now add that on to my feelings of being unattractive, to my feelings of low self-worth. Now I feel it's spilling on into intimacy, it's spilling on emotional intimacy, it's spilling on into confidence. My confidence is shattered. Now I'm more timid, I'm more quiet, more apt to put up with anything, right? People were saying negative things, being disrespectful, put up with it. Things that I normally wouldn't tolerate, I just dealt with, right? Being mistreated, dealt with, right? So you have to be careful with what you allow and how you allow your feelings of being unpowered spill over. So how do you get your power back, right? How does one get their power back? Remember, I want you to remember what it felt like to feel powerful. There is a moment in your life where you felt like you had power, when you felt like you had control, when you felt like you were able to change the situation, you could change the outcome. What did that feel like for you? Or what does it feel like, right? What was that moment? I want you to think about that and jot this down. You know, what was that moment for you? What did you do, or what did you overcome in that moment that caused you to feel powerful? What was it? What was that challenge? What was it that brought you to the moment of feeling like you were able to overcome? What was it for you? I want you to take that feeling and apply it to present. Apply it to your present state and back it up with positive affirmations, right? So only, you know, if you follow me on social media, you've been hearing me say we're committing to changing. So we're not going to speak negatively about ourselves or about our situation. So back that up with positive affirmations. But whatever that feeling was that you overcame when you felt like you were powerful, bring that feeling to this situation. Even if you don't feel like it, you bring it, you walk into it, and you begin to envelop and engulf that feeling until you have no choice but to feel and walk into it, if that makes sense. What's another way that you can get your power back? Stop giving away your power. Stop giving away your power. How do I do that? Well, for one, you can give away your power by pleasing others. Trying to please others, trying to fit in, or attempting to fit in. All of those are ways that you are giving up your power. The next way that you can be able to get your power back is to choose your narrative. You get to choose the narrative because you are the author of your story. Now, if you're faith-based, of course, we know we align to God's will and what God has for us, right? But God gives us also the power of choice. And sometimes our choices, right? Our choices can mess up some of the things that we have going on in our lives, right? So if you choose to align to the will of Christ for you, right? If you dedicate and make that commitment, that helps you to align to the story and the narrative that God has for you. That's what I mean by that when I say choose your narrative. You get to decide what fits, what doesn't fit. Am I going to hang out or am I going to do this, right? What works, what doesn't work? If I have financial goals in mind, am I going on this trip or am I going to save it up and hone in and pay off debt for my financial goals, right? So I want you to take moments for the next couple of weeks or so and journey and reflect on what we're talking about. What it felt like to be empowered or to have power. What did you do in that moment? How did you overcome it? And then I want you to really reflect on it. Why am I telling you to reflect? Because when you reflect, when you actually take a moment to think about it and really hone in on it, you'd be surprised about some of the challenges that you overcame. Because oftentimes we'll just get through stuff and then it's on to the next one. And we don't really sit back and let it settle into our spirits that we actually overcame that. So take a moment, write it all out, and then reflect on what you've already accomplished. Take that strength and remind as a reminder that you are not unpowered, but you actually have all the power that you need. And if you add in the power of the Most High, you will be unstoppable. Listen, I hope today's episode inspired you. I hope that you feel empowered by it. I hope that you are able to use some of these techniques in your day to day. Let it replay so you can be able to share it with your friends and then let it get real deep into you, your being, and your spirit. As always, I am so grateful for all of you. Thank you so much for rocking with me. Thank you for being a part of the Forever 31 crew. I cannot wait to continue to do these things with you. I'd love to hear from you. Let me know how these episodes are working for you. And I can't wait for you to follow me on social media. If you're not doing that already, come find me on Instagram. Come find me on Facebook. And hey, I'm a life coach. Come check me out on my website and see what packages I have to offer and see if they're right for you. Remember to live life with passion and compassion. Until next time.
You've been listening to the Forever 31 podcast with Lady B. Hit her up at Lady B at forever-31.com. Find us on our website, TheBernadetteCosby.com. That's spelled TheBernadetteCosby.com. Find us on Facebook, Also, follow us on Instagram at The Bernadette Cosby, all one word. Don't forget to rate us wherever you listen to podcasts. And remember, live life with passion and compassion.